Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Top of the hour, I've been kind of gathering questions off the text page today that people have about the new uniforms. Because it seems like there's not enough to go around. They've sold out of some of the CJ Stroud jerseys, and that's good. It's a popular jersey. They're gonna make more. Don't worry. But I know there's at least three or four questions that some people have. So we're gonna answer those at the top of the hour, and find a way to mix in Hannah McNair talking about the Tennessee Titans, which is all the rage today here on Sports Radio 610 and in the Houston Chronicle for that matter. Hannah McNair. So we will get to that. So the McNairs were in studio yesterday, and John and Landry did a great job with them, talking about all sorts of things, all things Texans, mostly uniform talk, but they also talked a little bit about the franchise and some of the things that have been going on over the last year or so. Most of it really, really good. Really, all of it really, really good of late. This was a good one here. I think there's still a lot of Texan fans out there that have questions maybe about, okay, how does it work with Nick and D'Amico? You know, Nick comes from a New England background. D'Amico comes from a San Francisco background. I think it's safe to say that the two work together very, very well. But exactly how does it work? Like, who's, like, at the end of the day, you know, who we naming this show after here? Here was Cal McNair on Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans working together.
No, I think they're working really well together. I think that's what we've been kind of conveying to the fans, and continues to be that way. And you saw it through the offseason, and then Nick's ability to trade for players, you know, even in free agency period, was really smart, I thought, and bringing in the players that D'Amico wants and needs to have his vision of the team. And Nick's totally buying into that. You see them working, you know, together really well, and I'm excited to see the continued growth.
There you go. And this is something Nick has said when he's come on with us, when he's done pre-draft press conferences, that he's basically here to serve. You know, he is here to go shop for the groceries that D'Amico Ryans wants to mold the team in his vision. Cal said it right there. Go get the guys D'Amico wants and D'Amico's vision of the team. It's the D'Amico show.
Right, right. And I think that's, you know, there's still a lot of give and take there in that. That requires D'Amico to trust Nick on his assessment of the players.
Yep.
Because the coaches come in and they do their evaluations and they put their two cents in, but they haven't spent nearly as much time with the players watching them. I mean, the scouts have been watching these guys for 2, 3, 4 years at times. So a lot of it just comes down to, okay, Caserio really understanding the types of players that D'Amico wants, and then going out and finding the guys that meet those criteria, and then D'Amico trusting Caserio's opinion, you know, as well as putting his two cents in.
Where's the biggest difference in what Caserio is shopping for D'Amico versus what Caserio was brought up in football shopping for in New England?
I think the edge rushers more than anything, because in, you know, New England, they, with the, in the Belichick era, they rarely had pure pass rushers who were double digit sack guys every year. They were more focused on the back end and they would pay cornerbacks. They didn't want to pay pass rushers necessarily.
They never would have made the Will Anderson trade, right?
Right. Yeah. They would have done it for a cornerback maybe, but probably not for a rush end.
Right.
And it wasn't just as simple as, well, they run a 3-4. No, because sometimes they'd be a 4-3, sometimes they'd be a 3-4, but even when they were a 3-4, you know, the Mike Vrabels of the world are, you know, those are not defensive player of the year type caliber edge rushers. So I think that's probably the biggest difference.
Yeah. It's working well, man. You nailed it, Seth, last year. Like, before DeMeco got hired, you thought that those two would work really, really well together. I think it's probably even gone better than people envisioned it would be going.
I think there was a little bit of an understandable fear, I guess, that, you know, Caserio would be trying to be like so many other guys who have come out of New England. Sometimes when they try real hard to be Bill Belichick, that's when everything blows up in their faces. I think Caserio's been his own guy. And I think that the one thing where he's really been his own guy compared to what it was like in New England, as you pointed out, was that Caserio has only drafted guys from Power 5 conferences, if you include Tank Dell in that. You know, Tank Dell didn't play for a Power 5 conference at the time, but they are now.
Yeah.
And whereas in New England, they take guys from small schools in early rounds a lot. And Caserio's been way different than that. It seems like he just wants it. So that's one small thing, but he's very much been his own guy. And I think this perception that he was going to try to be like a Belichick that needed to have all the power and all the control, it really wasn't founded on anything other than that he had come from New England. And when he first got here, everything was in shambles.
Yeah, no choice.
Yeah.
He's the only competent guy running things at that point in the football ops side.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How about this for a bit of news? According to Pete Thamel of ESPN, the Heisman Trust will be formally reinstating Reggie Bush on Wednesday, today, 14 years after the USC football star gave up his Heisman Trophy due to the major sanctions levied against his alma mater. Reggie Bush, back before NIL, took money from boosters and had his parents in a house, and he took lots of money. And so the Heisman Trust said, well, we're taking your Heisman Trophy away from you. They never took OJ's trophy away for allegedly killing two people. But Reggie Bush taking money. You know who is very happy today, Seth? Johnny Manziel. Remember Johnny getting up on his soapbox on Twitter a couple weeks ago,
Johnny,
saying, I am never coming to the ceremony ever again if you don't reinstate Reggie Bush as a Heisman Trophy winner.
And for him, it was a matter of his own personal values and ethics?
Yeah, there's more. I know the words morals and ethics got thrown around quite a bit. Yeah.
So
this makes sense.
Is it any coincidence that this happened after OJ was finally
dead? I don't
dead?
Think so, because here's the thing. OJ, when OJ passed, the Heisman Trust put out one of these like completely tone-deaf posts mourning the passing of OJ. So the Heisman Trust mourns the passing of OJ Simpson, blah, 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 blah. And I actually retweeted it, and I said, I can't wait to see what happens when the day comes. I don't want that day to come anytime soon, but when Reggie Bush leaves us, will they acknowledge him the same way they acknowledged an alleged murderer?
Right.
You know, well, now
it won't be an issue. It won't be an issue.
So this makes sense. Good for Reggie Bush. I've met Reggie Bush a couple times. He was almost your teammate back in 2006. Really close.
I don't think he was. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
He was house hunting here in Houston, he said.
Yeah.
he was,
I don't know how close he was to almost ever being the guy. It seemed like the Texans had made their decision. So people thought it was gonna the popular thought was that he was gonna be a Houston Texan, but the Texans didn't.
He told me at the Super Bowl one year. We interviewed him at the Super Bowl and we asked him about this. He was in Houston when all that news started breaking about Mario Williams becoming the pick here. Like, he was looking at houses in Houston when that news all became a thing. So it probably pretty close, I would say.
But why, though? Like, so why was he hunting for houses? Like, what did they let him to believe?
Because maybe they thought they were taking him. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I read into it. Why else would he be house hunting in Houston, you know?
Like, other than a bad agent? I don't know. It's just
maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Payne and Pendergast. So good job, Reggie Bush. You get your Heisman Trophy back. Into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Okay, so questions. I've been gathering questions off the text page that people have about the new uniforms. So we're going to go through these here. We're going to answer them as best we can about combination of uniforms. Big one about these videos. I'm putting a list of players together who are in these videos right here. There's a name that's missing, huh? I wonder what that's all about. So we'll get into that as well as we head into the 9 o'clock hour. Stay there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.